Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is April 14th, 2014, and it's Monday. Finally, it's getting colder and the temperature is mild outside. I think it's about 20 degrees, maybe 18 degrees outside. It's getting colder in the south of Brazil. So my name is Marcos Gazana, and today I'm going to talk about questions with how. So I'm going to speak about some adjectives and adverbs that you can combine with how to form questions, and the most common ones obviously, and then I'm going to give you lots of examples, and I'm going to discuss the meaning behind those questions. Before I start, I'd like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can find a contact form over there. You can send suggestions or comments. You can also send an email to you can also send an email to info@followenglish.com.br. And you can subscribe. If you go to the webpage, you can find a form in which you can add your email address to. And then you can subscribe via email. You can also find us on iTunes or even Stitcher. So let's get started and move straight into the topic. How is a very common way or a very common word in questions in English. We often use how to ask about quantities or to ask about the way we do things, or even to ask about intensity. So for instance, when we want to ask about quantity, we have the countable and uncountable nouns. This is another issue that we could discuss in a different episode, but to make it simple, so countable nouns, things that we can count, then in this case we should use how many. So, for example, let's imagine that you and a friend are cooking dinner, and then you need to use some eggs, but then you don't know how many eggs you have, so you're going to ask the question with how many. So, how many eggs do we have? How many eggs do we have? In this case, I'm using how many because I'm asking about quantities, and the noun in my question is a countable noun, so eggs are countable. Moving on, if I want to ask about an uncountable noun, still I'm talking about quantities, I would use how much. So for instance, if I want to make a cake, I also need sugar or flour or so if I want to ask a question about how much sugar, I'm going to use how much. Yes, about the quantity of sugar, I mean. I'm going to use how much. So how much sugar do we have? Do we need to buy any? So how much sugar do we have? Do we have enough for the cake? So how much for uncountable nouns. Moving on, when we talk about frequency, we often use questions with how often. There was another episode that I addressed this issue. I mean, I talked about questions related to frequency. Give me a second and I'll check which episode that was. Yeah, okay, here it is. It was episode 3, questions about routine. If you want to check it out later, you can have a look. You just need to scroll down, or if it's not on the main page again, you can click on recent episodes and you will find it, or you can use the search box. So questions with how often to ask about frequency. How often do you go to the gym? How often do you travel? How often do you go to the beach? Questions with how long are also very important, especially when you use present perfect, because you ask about things that started in the past and are still happening. So you could say, how long have you been teaching? Or how long have you been working at whatever company you work at? So let's imagine you work for Google. Yeah, so how long have you been working at Google? How far is another very common question, beginning for questions. So how far to ask about distance. Sorry. So how far is it from your home to, I don't know, how far is it from downtown to your home? Or how far is it from New York to Boston? How far is it from London to Birmingham? So how far to ask about distances? Of course, you can simply say, oh, let's go to a restaurant tonight. And then you suggest a restaurant. If the person wants to know how the distance, the person can simply ask, how far is it? So how far is it? Do we need to go by car? Is it that far? Is it far? Okay, moving on, I would like to mention three more adjectives. So how is often combined with whatever adjective you can think of. If you are saying, for example, that something is very expensive, I might ask you, how expensive? So meaning, be more specific. Tell me how much exactly. Yes? So if you say, you know that trip to Japan, we gave up because it was too expensive. And then I can look at you and say, really? How expensive? How expensive was it? Or how expensive was it going to be? Like, please be more specific. Or you tell me, you know, my neighbor who lives next door, he bought a new house. So he's living in a very big house now. It's huge. And I can ask you, how big is it, in order to know how, you know, more specific information about the size of the house. Yes? So you can combine how big, how fast, how old is also very common. Yes, questions with how old to ask about people's age. How old is your brother? How old is your sister? How old are you? How tall? How tall are you? And finally, whenever someone asks you a question and you want to ask the same question back, you can simply use how about you? So if someone asks you, so where are you from? I'm from Brazil. How about you? I'm from Argentina. So how about you actually is a very simple way of asking the question back, the same question, I mean. So this is it. I hope you enjoyed. Today we have a very short episode, and I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you can be more aware of how to use how in questions and pay more attention to the language you use. And again, I would like to mention that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br, and I would love to hear comments, and if you have any suggestions for future episodes, please send a message to me, and I'll see you soon. I hope to be doing another episode next week. So, bye-bye.